Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome back to the pod.
Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful, where we're bald and we discuss all things beautiful.
Oh, God, my neck right now. Oh, I got a new, so my massage, I got a massage table for my house because my massage guy, Kendon, hi Kendon, I feel bad because he massages all these people and then he always comes to my house and I see him carry a massage
table.
Tables are heavy.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
That person needs a massage from carrying the massage table.
Hello.
Hello. So then I got one now and I feel, after like what, 5 years of him rubbing me, 6-7 years of him rubbing me.
He's been rubbing that nasty body of yours for 6-7 years?
About, yeah.
Get the Medal of Freedom.
I know.
The Purple Heart.
Only a couple times a year. And I feel bad because most people probably see a massage therapist for maintenance. By the time I see him, I'm crooked as a question mark. I'm coming back from a tour leg and like
crooked as a question mark.
They say that in Forrest Gump. Mama says my back's crooked as a question mark.
That's queer as a $3 bill,
yeah.
And crooked as a question mark.
Did you know that Tom Hanks wasn't supposed to have that accent, but then when they hired the kid actor, he had that accent. So Tom Hanks
improvised,
took it and used it.
Jenny.
Because that was the boy's accent.
Oh, really?
The actor.
Jenny.
So he probably would have been like, I love you, Jenny.
Oh,
it would have been a different movie.
Padam.
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 Padam. Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
Ha ha. That's a good one.
Oh, no. Jenny has died from AIDS.
By the way, didn't understand that till much later.
Oh, yeah.
Never. I thought she had cancer as a kid.
Yeah.
Then again, I think he thought she had cancer.
We knew that he didn't know.
Right. But yeah. As a kid, I didn't know either. So I'm with Forrest. You know?
You can't see the forest through the trees.
Right. That movie's so good.
Is it
sad to think it's good?
No, I think it's a classic. Is that Spielberg? Is that Spielberg? Oh, Zemeckis. Gay.
Contact.
Gay. Contact. Death Becomes Her.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
The scene at the end where he's standing at Jenny's grave talking about, like, I wish you could see our son.
Oh, my God.
If you could see us now. A little.
By the way, that song goes, if they could see me now, those little friends of mine. I saw Dina Martina do it, and she said, if they could See me now, all of my little friends. It's just the same lyric, but switched around. And she switched around on purpose. If they could see me now, all of my little friends.
I don't get it.
The real lyric is, if they could see me now, those little friends of mine. She's saying all my little friends.
That is so weird.
So weird. And me and like the two musical theater faggots who notice are like, why is she changing it? And it's not even a joke. She's just changing it. And that is the joke. She's changing lyrics that don't need to be changed. I love Dina Martina.
I do too. I laughed out loud on scrolling, but she was like, so many people are leaving touching gifts for this memorial. And it's just a pile of trash that's overflowing in New York City.
She's like, people keep leaving touching gifts at this memorial. And it's a shitty trash bin. It's overflowing. Overflowed trash. She's like, the love is overwhelming. So crazy.
It's so funny. Oh my God. I watched, you know what I watched over and over recently is Lip Synca at Boy Bar on YouTube. If you go on YouTube and look up Lip Synca Boy Bar, she does her a classic medley. Show. No, it's like a 9-minute number, but it's it starts off with it's the telephone medley. Yes.
It's amazing. It is masterful.
Masterful artwork. And I'm like, oh wow, yeah, I've never done drag.
Not to mention.
You know what I mean?
If you guys don't know, Lip Synca is this famous drag queen, New York based, who basically invented drag queens talking to like clips of movies and shit. She did.
It's the structure. I don't know if she composed this.
Maybe it's like Madonna where she didn't invent voguing. She popularized it. Maybe Lip Synca just popularized it. I'm not sure.
Well, in any case, whether she's responsible for I'm sure she's probably responsible for the selection of the clips from the movies that she lip syncs, but the arrangement and the order, you know, she does a song. It's like, I forget what the song is. And then it goes, the telephone rings. And then, it's clips from old movies and everything from like, Mommy Dearest to fucking, you know, Vertigo way. Like
she's the one who popularized the clip. That's how I got sick on the telephone.
Yeah. And the monologue from the mom, from Carrie at the end.
Yes.
The smell of his Roadhouse whiskey on his breath. And I liked it. And it's just so, so good. It's like crack for me.
It makes
so,
me think of
so good.
You know, Lies a Lot.
Yes.
Who does Terrorphone.
No, that's Olive Another.
Oh, Olive Another.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, Terrorphone.
Brainwipe.
Yeah.
Olive Another, great drag name.
Yeah. Olive Another. She's nuts.
She's been doing Terrorphone, mm-hmm. which is a weekly thing in bar in Provincetown for years.
42
and every
years.
Every week it's her picking up a phone and being terrorized by different callers.
Yeah, it's great.
And it never ends.
No.
And the story is baseless, directionless, but very intricate. Love
she's,
it.
She's showgirls, like barking that. Is she still, is that still happening?
I guess. I mean, I haven't been there in years, but Provincetown. Everybody's been texting me this summer, are you coming? And I really wish I was. That for some reason this year I have hardcore FOMO, but everybody's saying that in P-Town, the housing crisis is extreme. All the big companies have bought the houses. Because I looked at opening a Trixie Motel there. I was looking at properties.
Forget it, Mary.
But the property is so expensive. And you can only make your money during the summer months. So
I know.
Your business sits kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. I bet in the summer or in the winter...
Is it alcoholic wasteland?
For you to even keep your bar open, it's hard to probably not go into deficit for months just to keep the bar open for the locals.
Yeah. And
because
I think
the cost of people and, you know.
I think it's like the mist in the winter. It's like, you know what I mean?
Well, one time.
The Langoliers.
Yes. Peaches Christ and Varla Jean Merman did a show called The Whining that was like The Shining, but it was about Peaches and Varla living in P-Town over the winter.
That's scarier than The Shining.
Because you know, I'm not joking.
No,
it becomes Miss Pookie.
Mary.
It becomes Miss Pookie.
It's Miss Drinky Drinky and Miss Twirly Twirly.
Yeah, I know.
Drink like a Drinky McAlkey and Twirlina Phuket.
I know.
Together. Like it's crazy.
Twirlina Marie Phuket getting
featuring
down and dirty.
Drink Lena Turlington.
Well, Peaches and I, this summer, we lived together in Provincetown. I remember we found out that the place we were staying in, it was like, oh, you live there. And it was like, why? I thought it was going to be like, the ghost of Captain Abraham who came. They were like, oh no, last summer a tweaker chopped off someone's arm and fucked it.
37 meth murders happened in that basement.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I know. But anyway, I love Provincetown. I just wish I could go this summer.
Why don't you try Fire Island, honey? Have you ever been there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will not be returning.
Yeah. I guess I don't
know. I'm going to let the girls, with let the Fire Island movie, have let them have their Emmys.
There you
but
go.
That doesn't mean I want to go to Fire Island.
That's true. Oh, speaking of Emmys.
You know what? A lot of my friends have been nominated, though, and I'm happy for all, not our friends, but our friends at Drag Race.
Yes. Like, yeah, people we know that who deserve
what it. What we do in the shadows. I think we know them, even though we don't know all of them. I think those are our friends.
Yeah. I think we're friendly with them, and we certainly encourage and support them.
But a show like What We Do in the Shadows, where it's actually good.
Yes.
Emmys is so much noise and so much like, well, you say it's her year. What We Do in the Shadows is actually so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That they skip all those steps of whose year, who owes who what.
Yeah.
And they just get those nominations and they deserve it.
Yeah.
Vanderpump Rules has two this year.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Vanderpump has two nominations.
Really?
Crazy. Reality never gets recognized.
60 pages of a PDF I scrolled through.
I was looking for us.
Pages.
I was looking for us.
60. One, two, three.
Were you disappointed? Four.
I was, no, because I didn't expect it. Also, I didn't know what category. I was like, what? I mean, I was a little disappointed.
You thought you were going to get best actress.
No, because I was like, best coyote mask to scare off a young townsperson. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like,
no, totally.
Best fruit basket left outside for 3 weeks.
Best like, unstructured, what? Scripted docudrama in a digital space on a Wednesday.
Best couple of, best little roadhouse, best little, what is it? Whorehouse in Texas. I mean, there was just so many categories. I knew, and I was like, the throw only the girls a little bone. A little doggy bone.
The only way
munch, hungy.
The only way we're going to get nominated is if they do like best two drag
in memoriam.
Queen green screen.
No.
In memoriam.
Which best drag queen green screen duo where one of them died. And the others doing a reno show.
That 100%.
Would be like, that would be finally that we get our, you know.
That's the problem. And I don't want to. And you know what? I've never been on something. I love Drag Race. I love Trixie Mattel. I love every show.
You do.
I've never been on anything.
Excuse me.
I sound like she's about to laugh. I know that was a sneeze. I know it sounded like a sneeze, but I thought you went.
That's what I thought it was too. Miss Peanut Gallery.
I said,
over
I love
here.
All the shows I've been on. She goes.
Yeah, yeah. She's over there making the jerk off motion.
But only something that I think the quality is actually so excellent that on behalf of Pete,
I
the
want
editors,
Ron and
World
Jeff.
Wonder,
Ron, Jeff, and Pete. That's what I want it for.
I want the show to be recognized because I think it's actually better than other shows.
Uh-huh.
I think we make something that actually impacts YouTube, impacts editing styles as a whole.
I mean,
YouTube. Like, it's a great digital series.
It also was like the catalyst for, curing TB in sub-Saharan Africa.
100%.
I mean, it was like, that's kind of the boost that Doctors Without Borders needed for Sudan. I mean, it's completely.
You think we'd have Pfizer?
You think we'd have gotten rid of all those military operations in Afghanistan without,
right.
No.
No.
So
I just want it on, of course I want it for us, but I also, I've never been on thinking something where I think the quality is so good that even if I wasn't in it, I think it should get nominated.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I was like, had a quick reality check, but I was like, okay, best letter opener in an abandoned house on Sweetser Avenue. And I was like, okay, so like, this is crazy. And also, who are these people? What is this process? What does it actually mean? You probably buy it. It's all corrupt. Who cares? Move on.
I feel that way, but I also like, when Nicole Byer got nominated again, every time she gets nominated, I actually feel happy for someone because she's my friend, but so good at that.
It's good if you got it, it doesn't mean shit if you don't. That's my
attitude.
Like, it's meaningless if you don't get nominated, but if you do, oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, Gabe Lopez, who did a lot of the music on Queen of the Universe, got a nomination for, I think, the other two. It's like when you see a friend of yours get a nomination, it means a lot.
I think Joe Gerbino won an Emmy for digital for Drag Race. I believe he did. Joe Gerbino, love of my life. How are you?
Joe Gerbino, producer of The Pit Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we walked into a sound booth where they were recording. Mm-hmm. And we went, Joe Gerbino, how are you today?
How are you?
Oh, you sound well.
You sound hot, actually. Really sexy. Yeah. I want to fuck you, Joe.
Hi, Joe. We have a quick question about the script. What would you do if you were here right now and I was naked?
Yeah. What would you do if you were forced to handle both of our cocks? It's incredible.
You know, though, you work with drag queens, hazard of the trade. You know.
You know, girl. Girl. Horny girl.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I've been experiencing, now that it's been hot in Los Angeles like this,
oh, it is
I've been experiencing extremes of temperature.
Yeah.
Because when it's hot outside, David Silver doubles down on the air conditioning in my house.
Mom, it's a meat locker in here. Did you notice?
We'll be in the pool where the water's almost too heated.
Oh, right? Shit.
And you I'm like, it's not even refreshing.
Right.
Then I go in the house and it's...
You're going to catch a cold.
And because it's hot, it's like nobody...
You're going to catch a cold.
It's so cold.
You're going to catch a cold.
And then I got the air conditioning at my unit. My condo is broken. Out. Mama. So it's extremes.
Yeah.
It's extremes.
It's hot and it's cold. Katy Perry.
I love that song. Don't
Do
make
really?
Fun of it.
Yes. Love Opposites. She really digs into like catchy little things you can understand. Like,
you're hot.
Happy
it's hot
birthday.
And cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out.
You're up, then you're down.
You're wrong when it's right.
It's black when it's white. It's poop when it's pee. It's you, then it's me.
We fight, we break up, we kiss,
we make up. Yeah.
You don't really want to stay.
No.
Oh, no. But you don't really want to get out.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
She has a happy birthday song.
She's got happy birthday.
She has roar.
Baby, you're a firework, okay?
She has firework.
Yeah. 4th of July. She's got turkey time
songs.
On.
She doesn't have a turkey time song.
She doesn't have that, no. She's got birthdays every global, yearly, what? Global.
Yes.
Reliable.
Someday she'll have a song for every birthday. April 22nd.
the day that you were born.
The day that you were born there.
Oh, May 1st. Yeah.
I love Katy Perry. I know that that's a point of contention for us, but that album, One of the Boys, Not to Be a Millennial. When I first heard that record, I was like, this is amazing.
What about the one that got away? Because I love that.
Love
I imagine
that
that's
song.
About Mary Kay Letourneau, the school teacher who I imagine that's about an older female teacher who went to jail for having sex with a young male student.
I thought it was about the Zodiac Killer.
In another life.
Have you seen the video?
No, I imagine it in my head.
The music video starts out with Katy Perry as an old person. See? In the future.
See?
It's
See?
Like a future home.
Yes.
And she's old and she walks in. By the way, don't know why I went like this for old. I meant like she plays it physically like old, right?
Yeah.
She walks in. She's not a T-Rex. Maybe I should stop doing that. She's older. She's playing it old. She's hobbling, wig. And then her husband's like, she flashes back and the song starts and it's her and like her boyfriend when she's young and it didn't work out. And she's married and old, but she's remembering the boyfriend that didn't work out. But the one that got away. I think we all have one that got away.
Well, this is, Labana just has, she has the same exact conceit when it's called, the one that got away, essentially. And it's like what could have been, two separate lives and they're running towards each other, but then they go back. Oh, it's very, very touching and moving.
Do you have one that got away?
The one that, he didn't get away so much as he...
You asked him to leave.
No.
He didn't got away because he never was.
He couldn't.
He never had him.
I tried to chase him.
But,
he,
but with your smoking at the time, you couldn't catch him.
I don't know. There's no.
He was on that skateboard. You were never going to catch up.
I think there's only, I've had one, the one true love of my life was not available. But I also don't, I think that is a really dramatic, the true love of my life.
Well, also the one that got away.
Is that, by that's the way, a serial killer? By the way,
it also means
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Anyone you ever fall in love with next, if they hear that you used to call that person the one that got away, that feels shitty.
Does it?
If I was with David and he still referred to someone from his past as the one that got away.
Oh, like you're his second choice or third or fourth or something.
Yeah. Which I probably am. I'm probably a lot of people's.
You're a safe bet.
I'm a safe bet.
Yeah.
I'm not
gonna
I'm not going anywhere. I'm financially independent.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery economy
hurts nobody, helps everybody.
I'm not going anywhere. I'll take a load, you know. I'll treat you good.
Wait, hold on. I know that you love Missy Elliott. I'm writing this down.
Love Missy Elliott.
I have been getting back into because I know pretty much every lyric of most of her hits. Take my thong off and my ass go boom.
Turn the lights on
so you see what I can do. Where's the Grammy? She probably got one. Where's the Kennedy Center Honors? Where's the Pulitzer Prize?
She gets.
Where's the all of those accolades? Take my thong off and my tail ass go boom.
Yeah, take my thong off and my ass go boom.
Cut the lights on so you see what I can do.
I know. I said sometimes when you have a really iconic song like anything Missy Elliott, it's impossible to remix because how can you improve on something so good?
Yes. Oh, I'm obsessed with the, I don't know what you call it, the she was like, she'll say something to go, yes! And the meltdown, she's like, what? Like, she'll say something crazy and be like, girl.
Yeah. Or it'll be like a break, and she'll go like, oh, daddy. And then you're like, this lesbian?
She's like,
screaming, oh, daddy?
Yeah, juice is running like a river slowly down my calendar. Say what? every phrase has a, oh, shit.
But you know what's so good about it? She presents music that is inarguably flawless. But she presents it with a major sense of humor about it.
Yeah,
like she's just making fun music.
Oh my god, it's so funny. It's like, oh shit, like, always in the back.
And then like
her conscience, it's like ego.
She says something confident, and it's like,
what? It's like, for real, girl.
And then the lyrics are so funny. There's that one clip where she says, "If you're big, you gotta stop dancing before you put potholes in my lawn." At her barbecue, stop dancing because you're gonna put potholes in my lawn. A plus size girl like her being like, and by the way, you too big. You're gonna put potholes in my lawn.
Lost a few pounds in my whiffs for you.
She's amazing.
Ba da ta 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 ta.
Yes.
Sex me so good, I say blah blah blah. I think sex me so good, I say blah 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 is probably one of my favorite song lyrics of all time.
It's amazing. I have the acapella of that, and you can just throw it over like any song, and people love it. By the way, I had a gig Saturday. I DJ'd Ospenhoff.
Oh my!
Have you ever been to this,
Mama? I had a very long conversation about something. Come to the red table. Come to the red table.
I'd never been. No, that's not true. I think I'd been
a warehouse party where everybody's on G. Is that correct?
I don't know what drugs people were on. But I do know it was the type of party that it was invite only. And there's medical staff. There's a tent like for people in case.
Oh, because it tastes like candy.
Probably not from drinking. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
But I don't know what people do.
Well, people are doing K&G and Coke and Tina and all that stuff.
I was turned because I had a lot of caffeine all day. David got me a black tea, and then I made
turned on black tea.
Yeah,
turned on black tea.
Black tea, and then I had a you know black tea, you know her. No, I had a black tea, and then I made a black tea. I made took three tea bags, made tea with it, and poured it over ice. I poured it over ice, which is I think the equivalent of like people doing coke up a hooker's nipple.
Like, no, that's like
to me that was
that's
gooming.
Like a shooting coke in a truck stop bathroom.
100% I was like, what if we just went for it?
Let's go three.
Right.
Let's go three.
That was the equivalent of pulling the plunger out and putting it back in. What they do? I've seen them do that in movies. So I'm like jittery all day, Okay. And then later in the day, I go, you know what? I need some exercise. I'm going to grab a Celsius from 7-Eleven and I'm going to go on the treadmill for a little bit. I ran a little 5K, but even if I got off the treadmill.
You ran a 5K before doing Ausbahnhof?
Well, yeah, I run all the, it's three miles. It's not like.
Oh, okay. Oh, 5K but K, sounds, K's yeah, different. K. K's different.
I did 5 pounds of K.
And, black tea.
Yeah. And then I G'd out. I K-holed on the treadmill.
TKG.
Yes, TKO. So then I go to the gig and I'm like in the, I'm in. By the way, it's wrestling themed. And they told me I didn't have to come and drag because it's too hot to come and drag.
It's too darn hot.
So Barry. I'm in a, Barney gets me a pink wrestling onesie. And you know, I've lost a few pounds on my whips for you. So I'm looking good. I'm not exactly the gun show.
Hot boys. Right. Baby, you've got what I want.
Yeah. So I get there. I'm in, I buy
great.
One, thank way. You.
Yeah.
I bought, you haven't said anything. I buy white wrestling, you know, like headgear.
Like RuPaul mask?
Well,
like
no.
The RuPaul mask?
No.
Like the RuPaul mask?
I put on one of those white ear guards for wrestling.
Libre? Oh, yes. I know that.
And I thought, I'm going to look like a hot, like wrestler. Oh, I put on a black, two black eyes with bloody nose, like, because I want to look like I was in a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. And I thought it was going to look one way. Like I was wearing that helmet for insurance reasons. Do you remember in Garden State when she wears that padded helmet because of her for insurance for her seizure medication?
I don't remember.
I looked like I was wearing it for a medical reason.
It was a neck brace. It was giving Penelope Ann Miller wearing neck brace. Yeah.
I'm bald. And then Brandon bought me a wrestling onesie that was pink, which is kind of fun. But I kind of looked like a big pencil eraser.
Fuck.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought I'd been in pretty good shape until I got to that party.
Oh,
and
mama,
I was like,
it's
oh,
all circuit
never
queens.
Mind.
Yeah.
It's never mind.
Get off the stage, fatty.
Not fatty, but lack of lack of muscular ability.
Yeah, where's the muscle tone, you fucking flop teen?
So
yeah.
I was like, okay. And I get there and it was really
DJ,
fun.
Though.
Oh, it was so fun. I didn't have to do drag. Whenever I don't have to DJ and drag.
You're vibing.
It's, do you know how much harder everything is in drag?
I do.
Okay. So imagine doing Trixie and Katya Live, but we didn't have to dress up at all.
First of
it's
all.
It's like nothing.
Yeah.
It's
that
like
would be
nothing.
Like, not literally nothing. It'd be like, hey, boop, boopy doo, boop, boopy doo, boop, boopy doo.
Hey, we're going to need you to do your stunt man work today, but you don't have to fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
You're just going to sit in a comfy chair.
Yeah. You don't need any shoes.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy.
So I do the gig. It was so fun. I plan all my tracks in advance for these gigs like this, where I'm like, I've never been there. And Ausbahnhof's kind of a cool party. It's invite only, whatever. And I want to do a good job. And I love our audience. I very rarely get put in a room with gay men on drugs having sex with each other. So the music has to be different than my usual vibe.
Yeah.
From I can't play like to, you can't. Disco and like.
What
I
did you play?
Awkward.
What did you play?
I played a lot of big, nasty, dark, like, I don't know what I would consider like men's sex party music. Big, gross, nasty, heavy bass lines, like a lot of like strong electronic musical elements and not a lot of top 40 references. I'm trying to trick an audience that isn't into house music into liking house music.
Sure.
So you have to play a lot of contemporary acapellas or like stuff they might recognize.
Yeah.
It's like feeding an animal a dog pill.
Oh, yeah, you gotta put it in the meat. Yes.
This party, because these are people who love drugs and house music.
Oh, interesting.
They're there to hear aggressive house music.
It's not a circuit party per se, where it's like, it's that constant like drone where people are just like.
No, I still played some really dumb shit because I was like, well, they're there to see me. Who cares?
Interesting. So, how were you
so
received,
fun.
Do you think?
A blast.
I heard a little bit different.
Shut up! I got a text from somebody who we know.
Yeah.
Who said, I go to that party all the time and I've never seen people dance like that, which is very sweet.
Oh, I mean, I told you that some guy, I don't know where I was, but we were talking, they mentioned you had DJed at Evita maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. And they're like, it was like one of, you know, I could tell it was one of those guys who was like very, like a bitchy gay guy who's unimpressed by everything. He's like, I normally don't like any DJ. He didn't talk like that. He's like, I normally don't like DJs. She did amazing.
That's the thank you. But that's the problem with DJing is unless they're doing really good or really bad,
you don't
necessarily go, I'm so grateful for that person over there. You don't think about it.
Right, because it's just good.
So you need to either turn it or if you're bad, people notice.
Yeah, like if you unplug the thing from the wall.
Yes, but you don't want to do that. In my experience, you don't want to do that.
How do you switch songs?
Well,
just kidding.
But I was just relieved it all went well because Ausbahnhof is like a cool, gay, sexy party. And I was like, well, I'm like a fucking cross-dresser. So
I was like, how these things don't overlap.
I couldn't have dressed up. The other thing about that party was it was wrestling themed. And in the middle of the big warehouse, there was a real wrestling ring.
With oil?
Drag queens dressed in wrestling outfits fighting to the death, beating the shit out of each other.
I'm surprised about the drag element because for me, that's a boner killer.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I love wrestling sexually, like as a sexual thingy. Do you know what I mean? I mean, wrestling is obviously very homoerotic.
Right.
Men wrestling with each other.
Well, I do think when somebody, I will say, when there's a bunch of guys who, let's say, I'm not self-diagnosing because I'm also gay. We all have a little bit of baggage about our own faggotry. We're like, ugh, I hate my hand in that picture. I hate how gay I am. I hate the sound of my own.
Sure.
When gay guys say I hate the sound of my own voice, what they're hearing is their gay voice.
Their gay voice, yeah.
I do think when there's a drag queen in the room, everyone else feels like, can we just be ourselves tonight? Like,
it's almost like,
can we just all be a little faggy?
Yes. You know what? You're right. It's like the masculinity expectation thermometer, it was just like not in play.
I think it's healthy. Yeah. This is a video of me. No, it looks like it's keeping my jaw on. Like I just had surgery.
It looks like, yeah.
Brain surgery.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My fontanelles.
Your fontanelles.
My soft fontanelles.
Yeah, your fontanelles have not sealed yet.
And this is my, I just got beat up makeup.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And then this was, I got to show you this. This is the drag queens beating the shit out of each other in a wrestling ring.
Oh, so it's a full on show. They did a full on show.
Yeah. One of the drag queens.
Did you know
had
the
a
drag
big
queens?
Prop that looked like the Ozempic like and thing, and she was like using it, and then it was like her superpower of beating the other one up.
Oh my god.
It was crazy.
How long did that go on for?
A good 10 minutes.
Wow.
And then there was queens in the ring who like narrating.
Any big titted squirt girl or
no, unfortunately.
That's my favorite part.
You know what I like though, and I am gay.
Mm.
I like to see men in their bodies.
You do?
It was fun. I forgot, like, oh, at these parties, it's just going to be, even people who have kind of half-assed costumes, they're going to be hanging on gorgeous frames.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's fun to look at muscly people.
And also, it's an opportunity for the bankers, the investment strategists.
And that's who it is, people with normal lives.
Yeah, they go out, they do a little K, they do a little G, they get to show off what they've worked so hard on every day for 2 hours at the gym, and then fucking suck and take loads in the bathroom.
Yeah, I think it's good.
It's great. As long as you don't, as long as they don't die.
Well, I think there's access to water, there's healthcare professionals, bathrooms.
I wonder if people drinking. I noticed that these clubs, a lot of people aren't drinking because of you know what.
Well, which is actually responsible. Do
well,
not,
right, but
if you're doing pills and shit,
yeah.
Don't introduce, one drink
No.
Can change everything for the worst.
Yeah, but
one drink.
But I think people know not to do that with G, but like, I wonder about the bar sales and stuff.
Well,
I mean, that's why they charge $800 for a ticket for these things.
Yes. When I used to work at the circuit parties with like Kim and Pearl and everyone, Shay, I know for me as a drinker and non-drug doer, I would have to have a Red Bull, anything before midnight, Red Bull.
Okay.
And then you start drinking later because if you drink at 9 p.m. when everyone's taking their pill, you won't last till 4 a.m.
Oh my God.
And we would work at these parties for 7 hours in drag. So, you know, you have to start drinking late. Otherwise, you're trashed by 2 when everyone's
and
like little
like,
pill is kicking.
And you're working.
Yes. It was fun. It was fun though. I really liked Aspenhoff. I honestly wasn't sure what kind of time I would have, and it was like top 5 most fun experiences.
I'm
of,
so happy you had
it was
a good
fun.
Time. No, I'm glad.
And not to be gauche, but I wasn't there for the money, so it was like just fun to have a blast.
It's fun to have fun.
Yeah, it's
don't
fun.
Don't apologize
to have fun.
For it.
Okay. I have one more thing to say. Don't
me
you
too,
dare
me
silence
too.
Me. I had a photo shoot the other day, and Brandon and I. Brandon rarely forgets something really important.
Mm-hmm. But when he does,
maybe we'll forget a shoe, but don't worry, there's a backup. Or maybe he'll forget the earrings I wanted, but don't worry, these match.
Yeah.
We were at a photo shoot where I had, you know when I have my base wig on and everything is falls?
Of course.
Like flips, updos, whatever.
He forgot the base.
All bobby pins. So I'm
what
at a
mean,
photo shoot. All bobby pins. All hairpins, bobby pins. So I have my base wig. I have all my toppers and no way to secure them. So we get there and Brandon.
Chip clips?
Luckily, I was in such a horrible mood that day that Brandon going, we forgot the bobby pins. Normally I might go, oh no, what are we going to do? On this day, I was like, so what? Who cares? None of this matters.
Also, I'd be like, did we forget?
No, I didn't say that. And then Brandon later goes, thank you for being so cool. And I said, well, I'm being cool because I know we both know how majorly this affects what I'm trying to do. So there's no use discussing it because drag queens can't live without bobby pins. Yeah. It's just not possible.
At a certain point, it's like, also, what is the point of like flying off the handle?
That's the thing.
It's like the time I could spend yelling, you could be in the car going to get them.
Yeah, A, I would never yell. And B, well, we're here and we don't have them.
Yeah.
So what we ended up doing was Brandon went over to the photographer, quick thinking Brandon, goes over to the photographer, gets wire ties, and we ended up using zip ties to secure the wigs on my head.
Oh, fierce.
And it was, and we luckily had a few handfuls of small bobby pins. But in this
photo, you had some bobby pins.
We had maybe like five, and they were small.
Okay.
And when you're securing these big sculptural wigs,
for a photo shoot,
geisha pins, like big.
Yeah.
So yeah, that ended up, all the pictures, I ended up having to just sort of like model, but not snap my neck in any way.
Yeah. Like,
anyway, no, I've never had no bobby pins. And it was like,
that was really tough.
It's a death. Yeah.
That must have been like 9/11.
I think we're done.
No,
I think we're done here.
Wait. No, I want to say one thing.
Now, if I wore flat little wigs like you, bobby pins wouldn't really be a problem because we don't traditionally style the wigs. If I just took wigs out of bags, I'd be in a different place. Unfortunately.
I wanted to say that I recently employed the services of a stylist.
Oh, for?
For jury.
Not for out of drag.
No, for
jury. Obviously. But you could. Girl, you could. You could get somebody to go in there, work out your men's closet. So every time you need an outfit.
I can also go to the store and buy it myself.
I know.
Hurts no one. Helps the
grocery economy. But for drag, you got
to
stop.
No. So no, I got hooked up through Andrew's friend who does the cabaret. This like professional, this incredible German woman named Jana. She is a fucking riot. The jewels, fierce drag. You want to talk about fierce drag jewels? I rented this like, these giant jewels that cost like thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yes. And I had to sign a thing then. I was like, look at the total. It's like, if I don't bring these back, I would have been charged about $7,000. And heavy stuff.
I could have beat you to death
with one of the necklaces. Yeah. Heavy, like almost medieval looking shit.
I saw them, what you were wearing the other day.
Some of them are pretty, yeah. Some of that, it's like, but it was weird. I've never like, you know, I feel like those actresses who wear like the Chopin or like the Harry Winston jewels that like, they borrow them for a red carpet event and they have a security guard with them.
Yes.
It was very, very that. I was like, I don't think I want this lifestyle.
Did it scare you?
Well, I was just like, I was hyper vigilant of jewelry.
Now, is it sort of rent to own though? If you text her like, I love this piece, can I have it? How much? Will she sell it to you or not?
I love this piece. Do you have, I would have to pay the price of it.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if she would sell it to me.
The other problem is if you also, and I were real women.
I wouldn't do that.
If you and I were real women, nice jewelry matters, but for drag, just put on the big, cheap, shiny shit. Who cares?
It only matters for photo shoots. Like for video, mama, if
it's- Who cares?
Who cares? I'm going to put a little cloth so it doesn't turn my neck green. And it's going to break in 2 hours. That's just that's the world we're living in.
I know.
But for photo shoots, it is worth it. But I was like, oh my God. But I walked into her her apartment, racks and racks of couture. And I was like, there's nothing in my size. She's like, no, we have stuff in your size. And then I started to like pre-cum. And then I was like,
I don't know what to do. Can I tell you? Sia borrowed me a-
Borrowed you? She lent you?
Lented.
Lent you.
Lented me like a little Valentino caftan to wear.
Uh-huh. Did you?
I took it home, got it dry cleaned, and I'm going to give it back because I'm scared to wear it. And I'm going to act like I wore it.
That's
because I'm scared to wear it.
That's what I said. I was like, I saw a sequin thing. I was like, that's not my size. She's like, that would fit you perfectly. I looked at it. I saw how well it was made, how delicate the closure was. I was like, I'm not even going to touch this thing because you don't want to know what's going to happen if I try to put this on my body.
Do you know what it's going to be like when people get underglow, when they get underglow on a car that's like a Prius?
No, Pet Cemetery, mama. That garment's coming back changed. You know what I mean?
Like, sometimes dead is better. Yeah.
And I'm not, I wouldn't even.
Oh, you think you're going to send it back like scabbed
out? Well, I would have to dry clean it.
Scabbed
out. No question. And I don't even want to go through that rigmarole.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyways. I had it dry clean. I'm just going to give it back and tell her I wore it because I'm scared to.
Yeah.
No, never mind.
Just Photoshop it. Put on a hanger and then you put your head on the, I'll do it for you.
Well, as soon as I liked it and then I got it home and saw I think it's an Oscar de la Renta. And I was like, I don't think I should be wearing this. I think it should go back to the woman.
Yeah.
Give it back to the woman.
Yeah.
Give it back to the Oscar rich, beautiful, famous woman.
Oscar de la Grouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason why when I go to Vanderpump, she doesn't like give me one of her fancy magician shirts, because she knows.
Yeah. Does she have silk rugs?
On the floor? Silk rugs on the floor?
As opposed to in the ceiling?
Do people have silk rugs?
Yeah, of course they do.
Wait a minute. Like silk, like the fabric?
Yeah. Silk, wool, like
they
rugs.
Put silk on the floor? That sounds slippery.
Well, it's not like silk. It's not like a silk blouse.
Oh, that's what I thought. No, I'm like, no. What are you talking about?
Like,
do you think that rich people have very slippery silk fabric floors?
Satin, white satin
high AD immediately slipping.
Hello, wait, whoa.
The whole AD is the camera person slipping over and over again. You got to get AD in here.
Mom, I need to get a ADP in here. Wait. I have, so I'm,
you know, there I'm are obsessed. Guidelines about how to hang photos.
Shut up. So okay. I'm going to. I'm getting that hole filled.
You don't like that, huh?
I don't.
But you live alone. Who are you hiding from?
Myself.
Is that a hole or a window?
Good. What do you think?
Why don't you
doesn't have a window have glass in it? Can't you I open couldn't and tell close if it was the clean. Window? Mama, you think that's...
I guess in your house, it's not the way it's going to be that clean.
Giving me that's giving me a lot of credit.
I don't
know. That
glass
is so it's fiercely exactly clean, you can't even see it. Mary, are you blind?
You little faggot.
So
you're gonna get closed up. I like it, but okay.
No, we're gonna close
frosted up. Glass, just a little frosted glass, so it can stay like open feeling. No,
I don't need it open. I want okay. I like doors that close, and I like walls that don't have holes in them. Okay. Call me crazy.
All right,
my crack house days are over.
It's
so like so that is
it is giving halfway house where like we can't let you close the door fully.
It is
we
giving
need to be
like
able to check
it
up
is
on
giving the supervisors in the living room, and she can hear what you're doing in there.
Poking the head in with the clipboard, just seeing if you're here and how writing something down.
Three heads peeking up, looking at us, writing notes. How funny would that be? That you know what I mean? A little.
In that case, I think you should close it.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's happening, and also
now I don't like the freedom it gives you to do like pratfalls or whatever you're trying to do.
Mama,
puppetry.
I did like hanging plants up there with little tap lights. I got wacky and weird.
I think
up in
that
there.
Would be nice.
Well, what I wanted to do, what I dreamed of, is to have someone install a perfectly sized LED screen that I could play whatever I wanted on it, such as a fish tank, a scary cemetery scene
a
for
fish
Halloween
tank would be so cunt, actually.
Or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you joking though?
I'm not joking
okay,
at all.
Okay, because I do think closing it is a bad idea, but.
I am going to close it.
Okay.
And also...
is there lights in it?
No. There were... there had been tap lights on the on the thingy.
Oh, you were really doing fag
Mama,
shit.
Stupid faggy stuff. Childish faggy stuff.
Yeah.
Experimentation.
Command strips. Feeling all drunk with power with your command strips.
Mama,
honey.
Check out the hue lights in the gym. It's Torlina down there. But I love those. It gets like David Barton
when you
gym.
Say you're working out, yeah, now I know what you're doing down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, great.
You're like Madonna in the Hung Up video where she's just doing stretches over and over again.
Okay, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Well, so thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast.
Hits. We've got 40 years of hits. Sucking cock, bitch.
Oh, God, bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.